the summer and get crazy, have some fun. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With us today is dear friend of mine, previous guest on the show, the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for letting all these people into your house to clap for us.
It's to nothing just to try to fill the void of my self-loathing.
Which is the big elephant in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad we dove right into that.
Okay, let's start there. You know what's funny is that you may not have heard it, but I put out a episode of me solo announcing that we were going premium only in the month of September. Mm-hmm. So the only way that you can hear this show past the first 20 minutes is if you are a paid subscriber. Oh. You could do that by going to thedadpodcast.com. By the time you are hearing this, and I'm putting this out on the free feed. So please, if you were already a paid supporter of the show, then you should have gotten an email with a link specifically for you to sign up. You still have to do it through the Podbean service and pay, but I will refund you your money once you do that.
You're a very generous businessman.
Well,
so
I try.
The first 20 minutes are free.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell a story
uh-huh.
that's going to take 23 minutes.
Oh, no. you know, it's funny. I don't know if that's going to make people happy or upset. Like, I'm not going to overthink it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do what I do.
That's right.
Do the voodoo that you do so well.
This was not your first podcast.
No.
The Dad Podcast. Our show was
the first podcast.
But this is
that I started
certainly
with.
Your flagship podcast.
It has become a very popular show.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I was about to say is that if you would like to, if you're not tired of my voice or
which I never am,
if you are on the fence about my voice and feel like it would be enhanced by having another person's voice that sounds very similar to the one you're hearing with me now,
which is also you.
Yeah, you should. you should go check out the Gamerland podcast,
yes,
where Kevin and I talk about video games. Mostly it's Kevin telling me about video games. I've learned as of late. I liken myself to be a gamer.
Yeah.
But evidently I am not.
You know the secret?
What?
My homepage is a website called gamasutra.com.
Oh.
And every day I boot it up, and that's an industry gaming page, not a consumer gaming page. So I learn about trends from the perspective of the people that are making games.
And my homepage is my bank page, so I go and balance my checkbook every morning. Yeah, that's
you actually balance a checkbook.
Yeah.
Why do you need to do that?
What do you mean? Why do I need?
Why do you need to balance a checkbook?
It's not necessarily balancing a checkbook. It's making sure that I have recorded all of the money spent and the money's coming in. Mm-hmm. I do that on a daily basis. There are days that I miss. I'm not that anal, but I'm pretty anal about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I find it's important for my financial health, in my opinion.
Help me to understand why I need to do that in a digital age where the computer tracks all that stuff for me.
Oh, well, yeah, because it doesn't always track categories.
Oh,
so
you're tracking categories.
Yeah, so once I know how much, I can go back and tell you last year how much I spent at Baskin-Robbins ice cream for Natalie.
Give me in a ballpark of that.
That's number. That's anywhere over the last 4 years. Yeah. And I only know this because it became close to ending my marriage. It's anywhere from $400 to $600 annually. There was one year where there was a slight
mistake.
That's
not as bad as I thought.
Right. There was a slight mistake where we thought it was $2,000.
That's a problem.
And maybe by mistake, I mean I mistakenly mentioned it to her as a way of going, what the fuck are you doing with our money?
That's a $2,000. That's a $2,000 expense.
So there's that. I famously had an argument with my brother-in-law where I asked, what did you spend $4.34 on Target again? And my brother-in-law said something kind of similar to what you're saying. And he's like, why are you worried about $4.34? And it's because in my crazy brain, I feel like if I don't worry about $4.34, it's a slippery slope to $434.
I think that's fair.
And that's,
if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, I do. I like to know. I track all of the income and expenses for like the podcast, for stand-up. Yeah. Now we do it for real estate.
But I guess for the $4.38, you said, like if she couldn't remember, it's like, okay, right? You're not going, I need you to spend the next hour retracing your steps, digging through your receipts
until you find, right?
That's the cost benefit analysis.
Will do that if I'm if I'm reconciling. There's a difference between balancing and reconciling.
Yeah.
I will reconcile my monthly statements once they come in, and then if I can't find $4.34, I will keep digging until I figure it
really?
Out. I've searched for 45 minutes for as little as $8 and some change, and then gave up and said, and I call it mess up, and I hate having to do that.
And tell me, imagine that it's the future. Uh-huh. Let's say 60 years from now. You're nearly dead, and you're laying on what we would call a deathbed. Oh. Do you think...
In that time frame?
In this time frame. In 60 years.
In the future, we call them deathbeds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, today we call them happy laydowns, but in the future, we'll call them deathbeds.
I may need to bone up. You know what I need is a homepage for death glossary. Is there a death glossary?
There is, but it's in the future.
It's probably Wikipedia, though.
It's
coming.
Do you think you'll look back and say, gosh, I'm glad I wasted heartbeats and breaths looking for those receipts?
Well, based on your word choice, if I in my happy laydown place,
that's what we call it today.
Right. If I was that and I used the word wasted, then I would venture a guess that I had decided no.
Okay.
At that time of my life.
Let me take this sentence
again. If I was to look at it with my mindset the way I see it now, absolutely not. Because what I would be experiencing is, instead of my deathbed, is I would be experiencing my transportation vessel.
Oh, go on.
That I will have saved enough money to upload my consciousness to a cloud for which I will spend an eternity in misery and torment, much like a Black Mirror episode.
This is terrifying and amazing.
So in that moment of my deathbed, I will say, see, $4.34 this, assholes. I'll see you forever.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep,
and then
beep,
cut to realizing what eternity is and having to deal with that.
This fabricated reality you're describing, you're just pure consciousness?
I saw the black...
You could imagine anything. Why didn't you imagine yourself being ported into an android or into a cloud that is a utopic? Why would you choose a fate that's worse than hell itself?
Because I have zero imagination, number one. And number two, it's based off of a Black Mirror episode that I saw that made me think and made me go, you know, I would be okay with that. Yeah. I think I would. There was, but
is this
I
the
know
Star Trek episode of
no,
Black Mirror?
No, that was that's an even better episode of Black Mirror.
That's the only one I've ever seen.
If there's another one where they and it's a monetary thing, and then there's also like a spiritual element too, where people within this world don't want to be uploaded to live forever in this server, right?
Yeah, sure.
And you can temporarily visit this space as a visitor, which I thought was really interesting. So you could visit loved ones and interact with them, but they choose to look like they're 24. Because why would somebody?
Why would
look
you
like
not?
I don't know. But
I wouldn't choose 24. Maybe 29.
Yeah,
30.
I don't know what I would choose. I would probably choose 20,
or maybe like 10. Can I choose 10?
Oh, that'd be creepy.
Why not?
Because you're gonna have sexual desires.
Why?
Because
I've no body. I'm just consciousness. There's no impulse going. Gotta
touch
that.
Well, there's an avatar. Like, there's that's how what represents you.
I should see the episode.
Yeah, probably. It makes it less pedophilic when I'm talking about it. So they go through all of this, and I remember seeing, like, that's an interesting, they could travel. They live on this kind of like beach town is what you, and there's, I guess, different areas you could decide to live in, but this is a beach town, and you could jump through the different eras in time. So like you could exist in the 80s for a little bit, or you could jump ahead to the 90s or the 2000s.
It's the Oasis from Ready Player One.
Exactly.
But only within your soul.
Yeah, only everybody looks like themselves, only a younger version of themselves. Nobody's walking around looking like Batman.
And because it's a digital world, there is no want for anything, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing I wonder, because my first thought was, when I was like, that would be fun. I think I could do that. And then I was like, no, there's some part of an infinite life, an immortal life that we don't understand, right?
That's right?
That I can't comprehend, and then therefore it will blow my mind. Mm-hmm. And that the idea, somehow I will be, I'd like to think that it would start off feeling heaven-esque, but immediately go to hell because I would never know hunger. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I have a food problem.
No, I think that's exactly it.
To not know what it would be like to lose hunger in my life and to, because I feel like there's an element of hunger that when you bite into something delicious, that makes the hunger makes it taste good.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would imagine that would be my torture. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, I don't know if I would have the presence of mind to even then say, I wasted my time worrying about $4.34. was the point of why I told you all that.
In your zootopic reality.
Would you, given the choice of, because I say yes, but there is an interesting element of the infinite, right?
Yeah.
I used to have a joke in my stand-up where I would say, there's a reason why in the vows you say till death do us part, because you can't be married in heaven because it's heaven, right? so
which is biblical, right? Well done.
Yes. So My point is that would you, I think I would want to see my spouse, but would you want to be committed to said spouse and also know that your spouse cannot hear this unless she has thrown down some coin?
Are we past the 20-minute mark?
Oh no. Bad. I was a very bad friend too, and I'm sorry. Tune in 20 minutes later.
10 minutes now. And also, we don't have $4.38 to spend on the dad podcast here. And she better not be listening live. So in your premise, yeah, are we in heaven or are we in this,
digital world?
Okay, in the digital world. Because in heaven, marriages will be neither given nor taken. We know that. That is out of the
world.
When
you say we, I did not know that. What
Jesus
does that mean,
given? Told us there is no marriages in heaven. There is no need for them. They are not an equation in the afterlife.
So Jesus. So they don't exist.
They do not exist.
But you could choose if you want to be with that person or...
It's more about the point is that they are not necessary. The things that a marriage brings to the table are not required in the kingdom of God with a holistic environment or a holistic relationship with Jesus and God. We do not need a marriage.
Because I imagine, like, you know, everybody always uses the my slice of heaven. I imagine that my slice of heaven would be watching some show, like binge watching something like The Americans with my wife. That to me is a really nice space to live in.
Yeah.
So I would need to go to a digital realm in order to pull that off.
Yeah, for you, for your premise, I believe so. Our understandings of heaven are vague at best, as you would imagine, because otherwise, it's a one-way ticket. If we could walk around in the virtual reality, I think everybody would just go jump in front of moving cars, because or standing cars, I guess you could.
That's interesting.
Because heaven is the best experience we could ever desire.
So you think, though, but I want to go back to this. You think if there was like a Black Mirror episode, you think that if there was a place like that, people would just be constantly moving in front of jumping cars because they wouldn't want to be there?
No, if we could actually see the real heaven.
You would be trying to get out of that as fast as possible.
If you pulled the veil back and be like, oh, yeah, I get why.
In the real world. In the real world. I get you.
You would be like, how do I get... You would understand why the Apostle Paul had no problem dying in a prison for Jesus because he knew what was sitting for him on the other side of the grave. That would be the reality for people.
I get that.
But going back, so setting down my soapbox, what's your question?
Would you want to be with your spouse in a digital realm forever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Does that make us...
I didn't marry my spouse to get away from her.
I know,
I don't understand that.
But I feel like there's a douchey element as a guy if you feel like that's what I would want to do.
Absolutely. That's an extremely selfish perspective.
All right.
But
you would want to, because I'm not interested in necessarily playing the field.
No,
I'm just curious to see, like, because I'm always interested in the minutia annoyance of marriage, right? There's the little things that person does that drives you up a wall. And if you, there's an element, I don't know if I'm completely aware of it, but I like to joke in my mind that there's a consciousness to know that even though I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person, at some point this will end. And I will no longer have to deal with her leaving her clothes on the bathroom floor. Like, at some point,
$4.38.
Or as it came up on the last time you were on the show, her leaving the blinds open to the bedroom. Which, by the way, now you have jumped into that annoyance with me. There's a virtual space that lives in my brain.
Oh, no.
That every time I walk into my bedroom,
help me
to
remember what happens.
So she comes in the morning and she opens the blinds outside our bedroom window.
Sure.
And then leaves the house.
Which faces the street and the sidewalk.
So she leaves the house.
Yeah.
And then when I am home and being the lazy stay-at-home husband that I am now returning to become,
which is the name of this podcast.
Oh, it's so great, right? I'm so glad we changed the branding. I'm still on the fence of that, so don't be shocked if it's not changed. I just did that for continuity. And I come out of the shower in all of my birthday suit glory.
Yeah.
And I have to stare at some 50-something year old lady who's walking her German Shepherd across my street and hope that she's not seeing my Johnson and Barry's.
Yeah.
I go, why? Why do we have to open the blinds?
And
you leave the house. What do you care about the sun?
And what was my perspective? Because that all seems reasonable.
You were on my side. You said, of course. Yeah, you said that why she doesn't need it because she's leaving. It's one thing if she's going to be in the space, right? But then I argue, well, then why do we need windows in bedrooms at all?
That's too far.
Yeah, right. That's a jump.
For example,
that's Snake Canyon.
There are no windows in this studio.
Oh, it's so great.
You have this gorgeous backyard.
Which is why I'm naked right now.
Point number two, which is really my only point.
Okay.
Put on some pants! that.
Why? There's no windows.
I'm in here. Put your Johnson and Berries away.
Oh, the eyes are the window to the soul. That's a good point by you.
Sure. Whatever. Here, I bought you some pants. Just put them on. I bought you one of every color.
These are too small. I'm
getting Damn it.
Falling off the improv train. I'm no good at it anymore. All I do is deny.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think I would do that. I think I would want to hang. I would want to hang with her forever. The other thing, though, I'm going to jump around a lot because
in the premise of the digital world, are marriages still a thing?
I would imagine.
Oh, it wasn't covered. Okay,
yeah,
go on.
I don't.
Just watch Black Mirror.
There are no rules. There are some rules.
There are some rules. Continue. Jump.
Are we
going to talk about children?
Eventually. This is the thing. See, now there are no commercial breaks in this show.
Oh.
And I hope that it will go, it'll change it to a way that is more appealing. I don't necessarily think commercial breaks ruined it, but my hope is that they'll enjoy it. But I'm going to try it for a little bit, doing a little bit of stream of consciousness of whatever comes up in the moment. We'll talk about that. And I'll always bring it back to at least marriage or kids in some way, shape,
or
form.
That's premium.
I think it'll be, and we're not even there yet, guys. Buckle up. In about 4 minutes, it's going to get really good.
Real premium.
Like, you're going to have to pay for it good.
Thanks for reminding me.
How long that bit lasts. Yeah.
I have to pay for those.
So anyway, we were having a conversation.
Your wife and I.
No, you and I.
Oh.
About food recently and age, and because you recently took my son back from every day after my son's tackle football practice, we swing by a Taco Bell, and he started off enjoying two bean and cheese burritos with no onions.
Yeah.
And then now it's a Mexican pizza with no tomatoes. So I've literally removed any opportunity, I'll call it, for vegetables from this moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you were saying, I don't know, like, how can he do that every day?
Yeah. And that's his food.
I assumed it was from a financial standpoint, but you were saying it was nutritional.
The Taco Bell, the Mexican pizza is not cheap.
$4.84, ironically.
Yeah, that is really hard. Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, oh, I thought this was like a $2 experience.
Taking him on that one, Ghost Rider. No.
You got to have pizza.
It's a volume. This is the Mexican pizza. The Mexican pizza is the underrated item on the Taco Bell menu because everybody that has tried the Mexican pizza says, oh my God, it's so good. But it's not advertised. It's not marketed. So you forget it's there. You forget about its presence. But a bean and cheese burrito, it's not because they all basically have the same ingredients,
pretty much.
But a bean and cheese burrito, because they sell more volume, they can afford to discount the price. That's my guess.
Also, maybe people just like the Mexican pizza. And so you don't have
to. So there's more demand?
Like, when was the last time you saw a cheeseburger ad for McDonald's? Right? You don't need that. You know they've got that. Now, the McFlurry.
Yeah.
Remind me about the McFlurry.
Bring me in for that.
Yeah.
So, you were rattling off some items of food that you can no longer eat.
That I don't want to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it amused me. And I said, the next time we do a podcast on the Dad Podcast, I want to talk about said items.
Yeah.
Because there's an element of aging that was not foreseen.
It's because the point of it was kind of the other end of what you were saying earlier, which is that you want to experience the hunger.
Yes.
Part of hunger is satiating it with food. The other part of eating is what happens on the other end of eating.
I'm picking up what you're putting in.
And please don't. It's gross. Just leave it there.
No, I've got a bag on my hand.
Oh, okay.
It's normal for a dog. It's normal for a person.
That often when if I see Taco Bell now as a grown up with children, I will think, oh, that could be fun and tasty. But I know what will happen immediately after, what will happen in my stomach, of like, oh, I'll feel gross. I'll feel bad. And then I'm thinking about 12 hours from now, I'm really going to remember the spice in my mouth.
But
on the other side.
But what is it, right? What is it that makes it that thing where...
Experience. It's experience. When you're a kid, you're like, oh, I can eat, and you don't feel it as bad, right? Like you eat food, you can eat a bunch of chocolate, you may get sick, but then you remember the chocolate flavor more than you remember being sick. But when you get older, you recognize, like, that's one of the first things you learn. If I eat a bunch of sugar, I'm going to be sick as hell. I remember when I was a kid in summer vacation, I would forget to eat. So my parents would be gone. We'd be home alone, hanging out, doing summer vacation-y stuff. And it'd get to be like 1 o'clock and I had forgotten to eat breakfast and didn't have any lunch. And my little high metabolism, small, scrawny body would implode on itself. And suddenly I'd be dizzy, nauseous, start to black out. you know, I was like 11, 12, whatever, and didn't know how to care for myself.
Because you didn't eat at all? Or
I didn't
because
eat
you'd
at
been
all.
Loaded up on sugar?
Because I didn't eat at all.
See, I would have that when I ate sugary cereal yeah. for breakfast.
And then had nothing.
You would yeah. literally get dizzy.
Yeah, I've done that.
Unfortunately, I have to be a jerk and cut us off there because that concludes the free portion of this episode. If you would like to listen to the rest of this episode and all of the other full episodes of the Dad Podcast, all you have to do is go to thedadpodcast.com. That's thedadpodcast.com. Include that the. Thedadpodcast.com. Right there on the homepage, there are links where you can become a paid premium subscriber and get all of the shows full length moving forward. If you have any issues with that, send me an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.